I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to the weekend edition of Talking Tech. On today's show, we're going to look back at the week in tech and four numbers that really stuck out at us. For Amazon, it's $5 billion. For Facebook, it's 50, and that would be ours. For Google, it's $4.69 billion. And for Apple, it's $1.3 billion and $8.5 billion. Let me explain. Amazon said it shipped 5 billion items to members of its Prime service for expedited shipping and entertainment in the most recent quarter. That's a lot of packages, right? Prime customers are spending an average $1,300 a year on buying stuff compared to $700 for non-Prime members. So, gosh, those memberships really add up in our pocketbook. Meanwhile, folks are spending less time on Facebook, 50 hours less due to changes in what we see on the social network. Facebook has been redesigning the network to show fewer viral videos and focus more on family and friends, a business strategy that so far is not paying off. Google's decision to start selling hardware products looks to be successful so far. The company said it generated nearly $4.7 billion from its other division, which includes the Google Home speakers and Pixel 2 phones, as well as cloud computing services. Finally, Apple. The size of its iPhone user base is now 1.3 billion people, and when you have an audience of that size, companies are really good selling stuff to them. The $8.5 billion reference is what Apple brought in for the holiday quarter in its services division, which encompasses iTunes, Apple Music, and iCloud. You know those endless nagging messages that you're out of storage space on your phone? Well, Apple's on track to reap in over $30 billion this year on folks who respond to the nags. And now you know why those four numbers matter this week. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. Come on, please help me out with some 5-star reviews this week. And finally, stick with USA Today for the latest.